I thought it was very interesting there. It was towards the beginning, I noticed, where he used the four nutriments. But in the suttas, of course, the metaphors given are, you know, you could say like negative, you know, you're supposed to not be attached to these things. But in there, he gives a very wonderful example of how they can be used to transform, or how he uses them essentially to delight in things. Do you have any other reflections on that? Or?
Well, yeah, I mean, in the sense of because it's as a nutriment, and you're using it, and he's turning it into something that is actually feeding and nourishing. And I mean, the way that the Buddha, I mean, there's only a few suttas with the using the nutriment, and but the Buddha tends to use it as a something that that we pay attention to in order to relinquish. But, you know, they're both valid and useful to contemplate.